Winston off to a 6-0 start now. Their league play is going to start tonight when they take on North Harrison. Eric Lewis is head basketball coach of Winston. And Winston had the Gallatin tournament last week, but even prior to that, they had South Harrison and beat South Harrison 53-37. What kind of an opener was it, Coach?
Well, we really didn't know what to expect, Stuart. It's been several years since South Harrison and Winston had played, and we knew that, you know, they had a young team with several returners. There was, you know, some questions how we would look. I mean, I think we knew, but we came out with quite a bit of excitement and adrenaline, and I think it affected us in our close shots. Everybody, you know, you get used to the routine of practice, and in practice you get a shot from 3 feet, you kind of get a routine going, but all of a sudden it's the first time you get one in a game. You jump a little higher, you shoot a little harder, there's somebody in your face. We probably missed 10 or 12 point-blank shots that we really needed because South Harrison came to play, and it was a close game. Well, certainly through the first half, I think we got it going a little bit second half. But they really they played well. They played good D against us, and took us out of our game a little bit. Luckily for us, we played pretty good defense too, and we held their scoring down. And eventually, we pulled away a little bit. That's kind of a theme throughout a lot of our games that we wear people down a little bit defensively and are slowly able to pull away with consistent offense.
Hey, had Gilman City first round of the Gallatin tournament. It'll be interesting to see what Gilman City does this year. You know, the record results weren't great, I guess, out of the Gallatin tournament. But, you know, they really had their core back this year. Now, I don't know if Mitt Winston necessarily is a great matchup to them because it kind of seemed like, you know, their strengths are the same in the fact that they're guards. And if your strengths are better than the other team's strengths, then you know, you're in some trouble at that point. But I don't know. How'd the first game go?
Well, Coach Clark was hamstringed a little bit. He didn't have his freshmen for this tournament with a, you know, three-tournament limit. So they only had six boys. And so I felt, even though Perry played great for him, we were able to wear him down a little bit with pressure D. And after three quarters, you know, we had pulled away very comfortably. We had good balanced scoring. One of the things I said in the seating meeting before the Gallatin tournament was, I said we had two sophomores that I thought were going to be impact players immediately that people may not be aware of. You know, everybody knew about the huge graduating class. We lost All-State Jordan Leonard and Christian Heisel, Morgan Farrell, Ty Youthy, all these kids. But the two sophomores we brought up that are starting got 44 combined against Gilman and had a nice coming out party there. So I was really pleased with them, and of course, you know, with our seniors, we just probably brought a little more experience to the table. Look for Gilman to improve steadily as the season goes along, though.
All right, Gallatin in the semifinal, a 57-32 win. And, you know, Gallatin, now Gallatin's look this year is quite a little bit different than what they were the last couple of years?
You know, Jet did a tremendous job for them. They didn't have, as long as I remember, Gallatin's always seemed to have a couple big 6'3 to 6'5. Post players, you know, Darren Hamilton, Sid Wybrew, Clint Barnes. Just over the years, they've always seen somebody very big. And this year, they're back down. I don't know if they've changed the drinking water over there or what, sir, but they didn't quite have the 6'3", 6'4" presence that they've had in the past. And they had some other guys, you know, learning their new roles under a new system. Coach Collins has got them playing together. But Jed, he can shoot the three for them or penetrate. And it was fun to hear our boys later on that weekend kidding Jordan Leonard that Jet Simmons had a much quicker first step than Jordan. He didn't like to hear that very well, being a Winston graduate, but tremendous first step by Jet. He's able to get to the hole, and he creates a variety of problems for you defensively. We had good bounce scoring, and Gallatin had a good game plan. We just kind of were able to get a little spurt, like we're known to do, get a little spurt in the second quarter and got a little separation, and then just kind of pulled away in the second half. But a good game by both teams.
All right, Trenton, in the championship game was an overtime game a year ago, but this game was far different. You said that you came out red hot, and anytime you get that kind of a start, you know, that's going to give you a big advantage. Now, the thing you did do, though, was you really kept that advantage against, you know, a Trenton team that's probably a little different personnel too, but they still got to the championship game of the tournament.
Yeah, they were solid. You know, good game last year in overtime, and then we played each other at the Jamboree. They were missing the Guile boy, their point guard, who I think is their spark plug, and he had some foul trouble in the Gallatin tournament in a couple different games, I think, that slowed him up. But they came out in the tournament showing a couple different defenses, a different D than they played in the Jamboree or last year. You know, we handled it pretty well. We dropped 9 threes against them, several in the first half. When you get off to a great start, Stewart, didn't that? Doesn't that make for a great game? Much better than being on the other end of it. And I've been there a time or two where everything somebody shoots goes in. But we shot tremendously, and we had great energy on defense. Everybody was excited, and it was a fun game for the Redbirds. So it was a kind of a great way to get the first half of our season going.
All right, two games this week and the third coming up tonight. But you had Southwest Livingston coming out of the tournament, who what are they in relation to what they've been before? They're a football school. It has some thick kids and typically rebound pretty well, but I don't know exactly how they're constructed this year.
They're still fairly young. Got some good athletes. Had a 6'5 boy who's built pretty well, and that caused us some issues making sure we were keeping track of him. But we had great energy, and we were able to get out in transition. We did a great job on the boards, and it's 47-16 at halftime, so it never was really in doubt. But great balance scoring. We've been going three or four boys. We've got four boys right now, averaging double figures, so we're moving the ball around well. We're not playing as deeply as we did last year. You know, last year at this time, we were playing 8 or 9 deep. We're probably playing 6, 7 deep right now. So our stars are learning to get in a little bit better condition, a little more winded. I'm going to probably have to look to use timeouts a little more than I have in the past.
And Polo then last night beat Polo 253-23. And Polo, you know, they'd had a decent record because they'd been able to win maybe every 50-50 game that they had been in the tournament. And there were a couple of those that they had at the Gallatin tournament. I think they beat Oric at the start of the year and beat East Harrison. So they'd had some wins behind them. But again, you held them to 23 points. That's another common theme is your high mark so far in giving up any points is 38 this year. I don't exactly know what you gave up a year ago, but boy, that defensive average is, I think you'll take.
Well, I'm not for sure. I didn't know about the average until you said something about that. I do know the first quarter has been probably our high. Each game we've been giving up more in the first quarter, and I think that's not necessarily uncommon in man-to-man teams. The first quarter is where you learn the person you're guarding strengths, his best moves. You see him all right then. You learn the other team's team offense, and then hopefully over the rest of the game, you're able to take that step away or take that cut away. We've played some tremendous defense in the second and third quarters this year, and I hope we can keep that going. But hats off to Polo. They played us hard. It was a very good game, like 13-9 after the first quarter, and we started pulling away in the second quarter. Senior Griffin Harris got 14, and he had 10 of those in the second quarter, and Craig Lewis got it going from the perimeter in the second half, and we pulled away for a comfortable win. But these kids, Polo kids, they played hard the whole way. They never quit. They're, you know, GRC football bodies. They just haven't developed some of the offensive skills, and I'm sure those will improve as the season goes along. Coach Pickrell's doing a great job with them.
Okay, got North Harrison tonight. Looks like it's going to be an improved North Harrison team this year, and I guess we'll see how far. It looks like there's a chance they're significantly improved this year.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Coach Smedley, I didn't know he still remembered basketball. I know what a softball nut he is, but sounds like he's doing a good job, and he's got some more bodies out. Some good athletes that over the last year or two that have been hurt. Reinhardt boy, seems to have a broken limb now and then. We like kidding him about that, but I'm glad to see he's healthy and out playing again. Big Friday night. It's always fun. Home game. Our first HDC game, so we're looking forward to get our conference schedule started tonight, Stuart.
That's Eric Lewis, who's head basketball coach of Winston.